Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show. Happy Tuesday to you. I told you guys, don't doubt him. Don't bet against LeBron. No team has won on the road yet. This is still a series. Or rather, it's not a series because no one's won on the road. I keep telling you. Tonight, Golden State takes on Houston. Mike D'Antoni's talking nonsense, trying to alleviate the pressure from his team. Houston knows if they lose tonight, that's a wrap. They know it. No one needs to tell them that. Again, welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. Hopefully you're having a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We are brought to you by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. Let them know that PLR sent you from the Cave Show to take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. Also, you can become a club member. You get a locker that backs up to a humidor. Never worry about your sticks going bad. You can sit down, relax, watch one of the many televisions. There is always a sporting event on. Sit down, relax, smoke your stick. Over at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located locally in Chandler, Arizona, 852. Why am I giving you their zip code? Alma School in Chandler Heights. Address is 4991 South Alma School. Let them know PLR sent you. Again, 10% off. No pressures on Houston. All the pressures on Golden State. They know what they have to do. Whatever. Will Golden State be a little hampered tonight? Iguodala game time decision. We'll see how that knee responds. What's going on? There's no Hampton Five. Lord Jesus, what will they do? Call number is 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. All calls are made over to Kerry Lackey Law Line. Had someone on hold. I appreciate you holding. You're in the Cave Show with PLR. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to today?
Okay, good afternoon, Paul. This is Lou once again.
Lou, what's up, my friend? How are you today?
Well, you were right. We have a series now between the Celtics and the Cavaliers. I knew it was too good to be true for this to tell you this. And it was another kind of a blowout, but not really.
No, you know, I just never got the feeling they were ever in that game, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? It wasn't a blowout, but every time they cut the lead, the lead went right back up. So never really got the feeling that it was a blowout, but never got the feeling that Cleveland was going to let Boston get really close enough to really worry about doing any damage. But no teams won on the other team home court yet. So I guess all Boston has to do in their mind is protect home. It's Cleveland that has to win there. But I'm not betting against LeBron. I'm not betting against a star in the NBA.
No, of course not.
I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Here's the thing, Lou. LeBron has proven he could win a game seven on the road. So,
right.
Boston, if Boston loses this game and they go back to Cleveland down 3-2, the series is over. But if Boston wins and they go back to Cleveland, then I just think it goes seven. Nothing in my mind is telling me that Boston could lose game five and then come back and win game six on the road. That's the difference between having LeBron and not having LeBron.
All right. Now, what's your take, though, on players not showing up for football OTAs? Because yesterday Brady said he didn't show up for the first one for them. And by them, I mean the Patriots. And Aaron Donald did not show up for the Rams yesterday for their first OTA.
Could care less. Honestly, Kakaro, this is Brady's third OTA that he's missed in his career.
Right.
Honestly, if you're Brady, if you're Breeze, if you're Donald, if you're Ben Roethlisberger, if you're Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, who really cares? But the positions that they're playing and what they're doing, to be honest with you, I want them to get their timing right, but I don't even know if I want them playing in preseason games. I don't want them to have any risk of getting hurt at all. So I could care less. I don't think it sends a message. I don't think it sends anything. If this was the first time he ever missed an OTA for Brady, I'd be like, oh, boy. No, he missed two of them before. If this was Donald in a contract dispute like last year, then maybe you go, oh, I wonder what's happening. We saw what he did. I think the one thing about football is this keeps their bodies fresher when they're not doing any extra nonsense crap. And all this is a glorified practice so we can talk more about it and talk more about how someone looks when they're not really doing anything that's going to really translate, unless you're a rookie or you're trying to make a team or you're new to the team and you're trying to get your terminology down. I don't think there's a terminology Brady needs to get down.
All right, because, you know, the coach is saying, well, I would like for all the players to attend all the OTAs, but I'm not going to make a federal case out of it.
No. No. Much ado about nothing.
Right, just like the movie said. Okay. And the new Nationals player made a very good first impression.
Why, yes.
Yeah.
Why, yes.
A home run is first at bat.
That's always good.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
19 years old, too.
Well, I remember the Nationals having a guy that was 19 years old. It turned out to be a pretty decent player. Can't think of his name right now.
Does it have to do with anything? Does the first name rhyme with Rice?
You know what? It really does.
Yeah.
It really does. So.
Yeah. Harper. Okay.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And he was the same age, too. 19.
19, yep. That's what I'm saying. Last time he had a 19-year-old debut. He actually did okay.
Yeah, well, about 335 years ago, in my lifetime, there was another young 19-year-old rising up to the majors, only he was a pitcher.
Are we talking about the B-A-B-E?
No, after. It was in my lifetime, actually.
Oh, I thought you said 100 years ago. I'm sorry, I'm like...
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, I was like, your lifetime, you're not that old.
Well, actually, from a previous life. No. No, no, but 35 years, about 35 years ago, somewhat, we had another 19-year-old rising up to the major leagues, and he was quite a sensation. Only though he wasn't a home run hitter, he was a pitcher.
Are we talking about Doc?
Yes, we are. Doc Gooden.
Yeah. Doc Gooden. I tell you what, if he could have left the powdery snow alone, there's no telling how great he would have been.
Mm. He did pitch, you know, a hitter in 96.
He did. But, I mean, but just over the span of his career, because there was a time, I remember, when there was a debate who was better, him or Roger. And that debate used to go, you could debate it for hours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who was better, Doc or Roger? Doc or Roger? You were in either in one camp or the other. And Roger went on to have the long, illustrious career, over 300 victories, World Series wins with, you know, everything just worked out. And Doc just went the other way.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, Doc has some World Series rings, too.
Right, but I mean, he didn't have the career that Roger had, not even close.
Right, okay, I'll give you that.
You know, love Doc, loved him, but he just didn't have the career. And like I said, sometimes when you like to play in snow a lot, it comes back and bites you in the butt.
Yeah, that's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Right, we'll just see how he does. I mean, it's impressive so far. We'll just have to see how he does as his career moves on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Houston, we have a problem because their former prospect, has been suspended for 100 games.
I didn't see that, actually, to be honest with you. I was doing some homework on some other things, but good for him. If he's been busted, then you know what? Good for you. If you cheat and you get caught, then you cheat, and you got caught. Too bad.
Right.
You know,
they would learn out of the first time they get suspended and the second time, and like, no, they just don't seem to get it.
Well, no, because the risk reward. I mean, Robinson Cano signed for what, $200 million, something ridiculous like that.
Yes, yes.
Okay, he's gonna lose 1 year, 80 games worth of salary. He's gonna lose like what, $11 million. Okay, let me tell you something. If I'm going to make $200-something million, and part of my fine is to lose $11 million of it, if I get busted, you know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to use it. It's just like, go back to, I'll get out of sports. Wells Fargo, their former CEO, the shade dog snake that he was, he ended up stepping down with all the scandal that happened with Wells Fargo. But his golden parachute paid him $150 million. He had a fine. I want to say it was about $20 million. So he still netted $130 million. Who cares? If you tell me right now, you give me $150 million, but I got to pay you $20 to get that $150, hell, I'll pay you $40 to get the $150.
Yeah.
I'm still going to do it. So because the risk reward is so high, guys are willing to do it. What gets me is, more than anything, is when the big leaguers that make a whole lot of money get popped because they have enough money to buy the stuff that you can only test via blood test, and they can't blood test you if you've never been busted. So that's what gets me. The minor leaguers, they're rolling the dice because they can't afford the good stuff yet. So
exactly.
That's what gets me.
Don't you think after the first time they got suspended, 50 games, and then the second is like 80 games, and third, like, don't you think they would learn better, by the time they had their second offense, like one more and you're in really up the creek, but they just don't seem to learn.
You would, but it's still risk reward. I go back to the old argument when people say, they took greenies in the 60s, but it's a whole lot different. It doesn't have the same impact as steroids. The hell it doesn't.
Yeah.
Because if it didn't work, they wouldn't take them. And I think it's funny, but I think baseball historians, they want to close their eyes to that Mickey Mantle was a known alcoholic. And if you can stay up and drink to 5 and 6 a.m. in the morning, and then you get up and you try to hit a 90-mile-per-hour baseball and you're hungover, that doesn't go well. But if you pop a few greenies that make you more alert, then guess what? You're a better baseball player. So whenever they say that bullcrap, I always laugh at them. Like, if it didn't work, they wouldn't have taken them.
Yeah. Some never learn.
No. And as long as there's such high reward, there will be such high risk.
Yeah. Anyway, I guarantee the win last night with the Capitals over the Lightning, and it happened.
You did. So what happens in Game 7? Who's going to play Vegas? Vegas is just chilling, resting right now. So Capitals will take it.
The momentum has shifted.
So
and they released the schedule today. The first game of the finals will start next Monday, and the first two games will be in Vegas. They will have the home ice advantage no matter who they play against.
I tell you what, if I was if I'm the Capitals, I'm making my guys stay 50 miles outside. You know what? I'm making them stay in Arizona. They're gonna drive down the helicopter in from Kingman every day. I'm not putting them up in Vegas or letting them chill out. Not a chance.
Exactly. I get the point on that. Yeah. I've been to both Vegas and Arizona. I know.
Yeah, you're staying in Kingman. Kingman is an hour drive from Vegas. But you know what's not legal in Kingman? Gambling. So we're all staying in Kingman. We'll take the bus in every day and take the bus back out. There's no way you're going to say – there's nowhere where you can't gamble. There's nowhere in Vegas you can't. You can go to 7-Eleven and there's slot machines.
There's one in the airport.
There's a gazillion in the airport. You could actually lose all your money before you get out of the terminal.
I know. When I went to Vegas, there was an airport. There was a casino in the airport.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike, now I know I'm in Vegas.
Yep.
As soon as you get off the plane, look, there's a slot machine. Oh,
there's a slot machine. Yep. You may as well just
turn
around and go right back.
I'm sorry. I lost my mind. Is there a plane? Can I get a plane ticket home?
Can I just get right back on this plane? I'm done already.
Yeah. I'm going back to New Jersey right now. Oh, boy.
Exactly.
No, I don't believe it. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Too weird. But I still say that, you know, Washington is going to take it. I mean, Vegas has put up a good fight, but, you know, I think a little bit experienced, you know, at this level, I think the Caps are going to take it. And don't forget, with all this time off, is it going to be well-rested or well-rusted?
Well-rested, for sure.
Mm.
Because it'll let them come down from their emotional high and get back grounded and get ready to play. I think this is one of those times where it actually does a young team very well.
Well, all right, because, you know, that's been the age-old question. You know, well, you've been off for 8 days, you're a little bit out of sync. Yes, but I suppose it could happen, too.
Yep.
It can go either way. Either way.
We will find out Monday.
Yeah, so the first game will be Monday night, 8 o'clock. And I got the day, and then we're not going to do the show on Monday night. I thought for the first game of the finals we would, but no, do the Tigers Memorial Day, no.
Actually, we're not on air on Monday for Memorial Day.
I wouldn't be around. I don't think I'd be around anyway, so it's a good call.
Yep. Yep. Yep, we're not. Right. We're going to just run a best of show, probably.
A best of what?
Oh, wow. But I'm pumped.
But I'm pumped. I've been saving that one.
Yes, sir, you have.
Yeah, I've only been calling you since, I think, like November, I think.
I know, huh? I know. We appreciate it, too.
It was in the fog. No, I took it back October because we did it before the clock switched.
Yes. Yes, and our Wednesday night show with Chambers will be coming back in another month as well, getting ready for the football season.
Oh, that's right. It was Chambers. I forgot who it was.
Yep. So it'll be coming back.
You have the time on that or no?
I don't as of yet. I will as we get a little bit closer, but it will be Wednesday night.
Yeah. Have you seen if there's been any publications for like college and football magazines yet or no?
I haven't seen anything yet, but that could partially be because I haven't looked and had my eyes open for it too.
Oh, because I usually do, and they used to come around Memorial Day or maybe like just after. I don't know if they still do it that early or not, because you know when I do my show and I have the I want to have the publications right in front of me and see what the predictions are going to be this year.
Yeah, no, I don't have it as of yet, but that doesn't mean anything. I just haven't paid attention to it.
Well, I just might try to look some up this weekend. So, you know, we'll see.
Yes, sir.
All right, Paul. That's it. I think the dinner bell is just about rung. So, I'll talk to you. If I don't talk to you tomorrow, it'll be Thursday. I don't know what time the post game is going to be tomorrow, but if I am available, I will call.
Sounds good, my friend. Thank you very much. All right, talk to you soon. Good friend of the program, Lou. Always good to hear from him. Okay, so Houston tonight, Mike D'Antoni, coach of the Houston Rockets, is trying to convince us or himself or his players, not sure which one, that all the pressure is on Golden State. Right. The hell it is. Houston knows this. Houston knows if they go down 3-1, that's a wrap. They know they have no chance. They know this. So it cracks me up when I hear that. First off, let's be honest. There's pressure on both teams. You know, I love it when they say there's no pressure. There's always pressure in the playoffs. There's pressure on Steph. Is Steph going to come back and shoot the way he shot the last game? Is it going to take him a quarter to get going? Will he come out firing? Is Klay Thompson going to heat back up? Because they didn't really need Klay the last game. And he didn't play that great of an offensive game. He played great defense. What adjustment will Houston make to the adjustments Golden State made? Golden State, Steve Kerr was brilliant. He said, so you want to put Steph Curry in a lot of action? Okay. At least we know Steph Curry tries on defense. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to put Harden in the same amount of action. And let's see how he defends. See, since he has a track record, a history of not wanting to play defense and not playing defense very well and giving up on defense and having no effort on defense. So let's see what they do to offset that. Since Golden State made sure they switched off with Curry and made Harden play some defense, or lack thereof. Kevin Durant had the most quiet 25-6-6. Hampton 5 may just be the Hampton 4 because Iggy is hurt. Will he play? Will he not play? Well, we will see. The difference is, and I'm going to kind of jump between two series. In the East, you have the Cleveland quote-unquote role players, Kyle Korver, Tristan Thompson, and all those guys playing better at home. Because it's well documented, role players may play better at home. And since Boston really is just a collection of role players, no insult to you, Al Horford, they play better at home too. Boston has a bunch of nice, young, talented players. All of them first-round picks. Just nice, talented players. But they don't have a star. See, a star carries you. A star's game will travel. It doesn't matter. The same LeBron you get in Cleveland, you're going to get that LeBron in Boston. If Kyrie was healthy, the same Kyrie you get in Cleveland, you're going to get in Boston. If Gordon Hayward is healthy, the same Gordon Hayward that you get in Cleveland, you're going to get in Boston. So Boston players will be more comfortable. They'll play better. They'll play looser. And they'll be more productive. But will the Cleveland players, will their games travel? Will Korver's game travel? Will J.R. Smith's games travel? Will Tristan Thompson's game travel? And see, that's where the difference is. Now let me flip back to the West side, to the West Coast Conference, Western Conference Finals. Houston has two stars. They have Chris Paul. They have James Harden. And they have a lot of guys that are really untested, so to speak. And they're role players. Will their game show up? Will P.J. Tucker, who shot 5 or 6 from the arc, and I keep telling you he'll never do that again, can that travel to Golden State? Eric Gordon's been around a while, so you don't really worry about him too much, but even his shooting was a little off. Will that travel? Will they be as aggressive? Will they match the energy that Golden State's going to have? See, the difference is you expect James Harden, and Chris Paul game to travel since they're superstars, but it doesn't always happen. The flip side is we know Golden State's superstars' games travel. We've seen Steph's game travel. We've seen Klay's game. We've seen that travel in a tough, under-stress situation when they were down 3-1 to Oklahoma City. We saw their games travel. We saw KD, who you can say, well, his game didn't travel. It didn't get any better because look what Golden State did to OKC when he was there. But we saw KD's game travel last year to Cleveland. When he hit LeBron James dead between the eye for a three-pointer to put one of the games away last year. So we know his game travels. We know Draymond Green's game will travel. We know Sean Livingston is a role player, but he's been around long enough. Three finals in a row. We know that game will travel. That's why you worry about Houston in this series, and that's why this game is so important for them, especially from a psychological standpoint, because they know that if they lose this game, it's probably over in 5. That's why this game is so important to them. Before I get out of here, I want to touch on the Diamondbacks locally here really quickly. They're a team that's just honestly falling apart right now. They won one game in their last 10 games. They are now in second place in their division at 25-22. There was a time where they were 24-13. The pack isn't catching up to them. They're falling back to the pack. Colorado is 5-5 in their last 10, and they made up 4 games to lead the division West. Now, the National League West. The Diamondbacks' bats are anemic right now. They need to make a move. They've got to do something. They just don't have an option. You can't expect and put that much pressure on your pitchers every single game with your bats being that anemic and that pathetic right now. I think it's a miracle that they're just that they're keeping their heads above water. I mean, let's be fair to them. They've had their share of injuries. They truly have. And how they've lasted this long, you just got to give credit to Torey Lovullo, their manager, and the things that he's been able to do and to put those lineups together and to mix and match and do things that work. But your best player, arguably, is Paul Goldschmidt. He's hitting just barely over the Mendoza line at 201. Nick Ahmed may be the best defensive shortstop in the game, but he's giving you 209. The Diamondbacks do not have a 300 hitter. AJ Pollock, before he went out, was the closest to it at 293. David Peralta's batting 264. Daniel Descalso is batting 258. Ketel Marte, 223. And now I'm going to get into guys that actually play. Alex Oliva, 132. Chris Owing, 198. They just got Jake Lamb back from injury, and his average has now fallen to 250. Gerard Dyson, 196. If they don't start hitting, they're going to squander all that pitching. So I don't know what they have to do, but they've got to figure it out, and they've got to figure it out really quick. Thanks for hanging with us today. You know I appreciate it. All calls made are made over the Carrie Lackey Law line. Thanks to our friend Lou for calling in and chatting up with us for a little while today. Make sure you're watching that game tonight. You know it's going to be entertaining. Make sure you follow us on all the social media outlets, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, fan page at The Sports Cave. Check out thesportscave.com. We got a lot of stuff coming up for you. And as you know, Cave always with the K. You can get me directly at PLR on Sports on Twitter. Until tomorrow, this is The Cave Show. This is PLR. I appreciate you hanging with us today. Everyone take care. Have a good Tuesday. And make sure you check that game out tonight. So we're going to get into it tomorrow. This is The Cave Show. This is PLR. Everyone take care. Have a great day.